Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, dear friends. We are here again on Spiritual Engineering, New Science, Yes, an Extraordinary Relation. Welcome to our show. This is Patricia Strausser.
And Thomas Strausser, having trouble shutting off the intro. Good morning. We're here in Colorado on another bright, beautiful, sunny morning. We just celebrated the 4th of July, the United States Independence Day, and we went camping and had a great time. And now we're back and ready to get to work and spread the message of spiritual engineering.
Well, my name is Patricia, and I say before, I have a degree in psychology. I'm a teacher, I'm family counselor, and during many years, I have been spending learning from people and helping to find happiness and also helping to find myself, because we can always learn from all the people that we encounter throughout our lives.
And I'm Thomas Strausser, her beloved husband. an engineer and have a master's degree in psychology. I've worked around the world as a petroleum engineer, and we share this. And just to mention something, today is our anniversary.
Happy anniversary, honey.
It is not the anniversary when we married. It's the anniversary when we met. And this is a very special occasion to us. And just it's very interesting in how we met, because we met at a spiritual retreat. And we very much realized that we'd be together right then. She said, go ahead.
That's right. It's a beautiful story that we will share with you all. But today we have a special guest. Her name is Janet Lang. Janet Lang is a very special lady for me. She's the Minister of Unity of Littleton. And for many years, about 3 or 4 years, we've been going to this church, and we're going to talk about the message of unity and what unity means to new thought in Christianity. So we are very excited to have Janet Lang today with us. And also we have a chat line, and we have a telephone that you guys can call. The telephone number is 1-646-716-8158. I'm going to repeat the number, 1-646-716-8158. Or also, you can chat with us by logging in into Cosmic Citizen. So we are very excited to have a fantastic show. We have a great guest today, and we're going to share some highlights about our life together and how we manage to connect with this God within throughout these wonderful 9 years of living together. So let's get prepared. Let's get ready to have a fantastic show with Tom and Patricia Strausser, Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships.
And we'll also feature, last week we had Yaron Cohen, a musician from Israel, on. And we had a bad connection with Yaron. We couldn't quite get his whole interview. I apologize for that. That was our first international caller, international interview using Skype, and of course we had some technical difficulties. But we want to feature a little bit of Yaron's music today too, and remind you where you can pick up some of his beautiful music. Yaron does his music for healing, and it's a great thing. And he's got a band in Israel near Tel Aviv. And it was really interesting in talking with him and finding how different people use their gifts to help other people. And he uses his to help people heal. So we will be featuring Yaron's music. We'll be talking to Reverend Janet Lang and telling you a little bit about spiritual engineering and how it works on a day-to-day basis.
Excellent. So at this time, we would like to thank Cosmic Citizen for allowing us the opportunity to share this beautiful Wednesday morning with all our audience all over the world. Thank you again for being with us. Let's take a little break right here. Don't go. We'll be right back with the Spiritual Engineering, the New Science for Happiness, and Extraordinary Relationships. Again, we are with a Spiritual Engineering Radio Talk Show with Tom and Patricia Strausser, and today we will talk about how to connect with God within, with that divine spark, and how that can apply to our relationships. And because today is our anniversary, we will try to share some principles, some kind of tips and secrets that we find out in our relationship, things that are working for us. And, honey, I remember you mentioned before that we met in a spiritual retreat, which, in fact, is a good place to find a good partner, isn't it?
It really is.
Yes. And then I remember that we started talking, and there was this attraction, but it was not just physical attraction. It was kind of a soul connection. And you explained to me what the principles that you've been, that you have taught and developed for the last 20 years, some principles that I totally agree with you. But you explained something very interesting, fascinating, a different way to look in a relationship. And you say building relationships is like building a house. Remember
right.
that?
Yes, and extraordinary relationships don't just happen. They have to be built. And it's one of the things we've talked about before here, the problems we have with relationships. It's one of the most important things in our lives, and it's something that we do not do very well. And again, I just real quick on the statistics, and that's one of the saddest parts, but it makes us realize what we don't know. Marriage is our premier relationship, the one we spend the most time, effort, energy, money, and everything on. And the first time marriage fails at a 48% rate. 48%. But even worse, second time marriages fail 67% of the time, and third marriages fail 73% of the time. So, babe, what they've got going out there now, what is happening with relationships is really horrible, and these numbers don't even reflect the people that stay in a relationship and settle for mediocrity.
And that was a very alarming statistics. But also you explained to me how to build these relationships. The first is like building a house. You place a foundation, which is the spiritual relationship, and then you build the walls, which is the supporting structure. And finally, you put the roof on it. How that applies to the relationships?
It's what I call the natural order of relationships, the way relationships are meant to be. It's the 21st century model for relationships, because what we're doing is not working. Statistics make that obvious. And this is a totally new way of looking and structuring relationships. As you said, babe, the foundation is the spiritual relationship, our own personal spiritual connection. The walls that support everything, that support every relationship we have in life, are our relationship with ourself, our self-relationship. This is a relationship we can't escape, we can't run away from, the one we have 24/7 from birth to death. This is the relationship that sets the tone for every relationship we have. And then the walls, the supporting structure, the walls, the apex, are relationships with other people. So we have foundation, walls, and roof. Each one has a function. Each one has a priority, because we can't build the walls until we have the foundation, and we can't put the roof on until we have solid walls and foundation. So our relationship with ourselves becomes one of the key things. Jesus told us, Buddha told us, to love your neighbor as yourself. And what they were really telling us is that we should love other people, of course, but we're not only capable of giving or receiving love the way we love ourselves. So we have to learn to love ourselves in a healthy way, and then we can love others in a good way too. And this is one of the first things, the very first night we met, I started sharing this, and you just love these ideas.
They really make a big difference in the way that I thought about how relationships should be. And I think, and you also say to me, you will be the most important person in my life, but you will be number three. First will be the relationship with my spiritual power, my higher power. Number two will be my healthy relationship with self. And finally, you will be the most important person. And that explanation kind of touch a chord on me, and I say, this is fascinating. Can I do the same? And that gave me an incredible freedom in that moment, because I knew in that moment, it was like a perception in my heart. I knew that that was the right thing. It just struck a chord in me and allowed me to build this relationship, knowing that I don't have to be dependent, that I don't have to be second, that my relationship with my higher power will be first, my healthy relationship with self will be second, and then you will be important person in my life, but you will be number three. You will now be more important than me, and I will now have to sacrifice my own principles or become somebody else because I want your approval. I want to please you because we have established the parameters, the rules to build an extraordinary relationship.
You know, when I first mentioned this to people, so, well, that self-relationship, it seems selfish. Well, it's not. It's just the opposite, because this is having that proper perspective of self. The fact that, and like you said, Patty, that we don't give up our respect, our dignity, our principles for other people. We can't do that. Anytime we give those things up and try and pay a price in those values for a relationship, the relationship is automatically relegated to failure or mediocrity. We can't do that. We can't give up our dignity and self-respect just to have a relationship, and that's what this is about. And I hopefully, like you're saying, that we try not to interfere with these very core values with each other and give each other the freedom to go out and develop those and enjoy those. So that's what the self relationship's about, and it's a key to have healthy relationships with other people.
Talking about how important this relationship with self should be and how we should take care of ourselves, we find out that recreation is a very key element in any kind of relationship. And we make the time to either individually or together take some time off, because we, as many people, we work very hard. So this weekend we went out, we went camping, and we have an extraordinary experience that we would like to share with all our listeners. We like to go camping out there in the mountains. We live in Colorado, and this place is absolutely beautiful. And we found last time in September, we found a quiet place, very unreachable, and we'd like to go camping to that place, and we made a decision to go. And I must say, to go to this place, it takes probably a couple hours, and the road to go is kind of steep. Very kind of scary for me that I'm not used to drive through these roads and going up to the mountain, and one side you have the mountain, and the other side you have this fall that sometimes you don't even see. You just see the canyon or the river. And I must say, I was a little bit scared. And to make things worse, we find a cloud.
Yes. And just to tell you, this is way up in the flat top wilderness here. And it's about a 25-mile drive off the hard road, and ends up at about 11,000 feet. So It is very rugged terrain and something that I enjoy and now that she enjoys too. So this is where we were heading. And as Patricia said, we're driving up and you can see the cloud sitting from where back there that it was sitting down on the mountain. And we actually ended up driving through the cloud, which is...
You drove. I didn't.
She held on.
I closed my eyes.
But it was quite interesting because in this thick cloud, it was like a heavy fog, only it was heavier, and you couldn't see real well. And so it was, I knew the road, knew where I was going, so, but Patricia was a little bit concerned.
Tense. And the point of connecting with the divine power, with that God within, while you're going through the cloud, that was something that it took me a while to realize how to do it. And you were pretty calm. You were just driving. But just knowing that I had to trust your ability to drive through the cloud and you were trusting your higher power.
Well, yeah, I wasn't a bit concerned. I'd been up that road before. But it was something that was very interesting because what had no concern at all for me, I was just driving along, being very careful. And Patricia was very tense and a little bit anxious, so it was quite different. And, you know, it was our perception, and that's what I was telling her. This is so much about perception,
right?
Because my perception was that I knew the road was safe. I knew the road, and I mean, there's some places there were a couple hundred foot drop offs on the edge of the road, but I was 5 foot from the edge of the road, and my perception was I was perfectly safe. Her perception was where she had some fear. So we were both in the same circumstance, but just went to show how our different perceptions could cause totally different reactions within us.
And the fear, what was happening to me, I was thinking, oh, something is going to happen. I was assuming, I was anticipating.
What if?
Instead of having my mind in the moment, what was happening, I was anticipating something going wrong, and that's what creates more fear. But then we come out of the cloud, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the sun broke through. It was just—it was a beautiful thing, and it's one of the first times that you've had the opportunity to look down on a cloud.
To look down on a cloud. I'm fine, trying to find a place. We dropped to this secret place that we found last year, and what happened? It was closed down.
Yeah, as we were going up to the last part of the road, the last few miles still had a 5 foot snowdrift across the road, and I don't mind a little snow, but there was no way we could get back to where we go. And again, this has to do with how these tools work, how relationships work, what happens when you're disappointed. Because we had been looking forward to this weekend, we had expectations.
Good expectations. We wanted to go and relax.
Relax and enjoy the country, enjoy nature, and enjoy each other's company. Just sit there and be quiet and read and pray and meditate. And we drive up and we run right into the snowdrift, and then we can't have it. And at the same time we did this, a rainstorm started raining pretty hard, and we had to find a place to stay all night. So we found a little place and basically slept in the car. But it really goes
Bobby,
to show.
Honey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, because you're just telling this too fast, and you're not making the point about how hard that rain was. We were out there in the middle of the road. The sky was absolutely dark when it started raining. There were thunder, there were lightning, and here, there we are in the top of that mountain, and of course, I am scared again, and you are very serene, very calm, and then what happened?
Well, I told you that you've never heard thunder or seen lightning until you've been at 11,000 foot in a thunderstorm, because there you're right in the middle of it. It's like the difference if you've ever heard a bass drum in an orchestra or in a band, having your head right against the bass drum when the drummer hits the drum, or be sitting 100 yards back in the audience. It's that kind of difference. And up there at that elevation and in that, the thunder just reverberates. You're right in the middle of the sound. You're not listening to it from a distance. You're right in the middle. And it completely changes everything. But to me, I've done it before, and it's kind of an exhilarating experience. But the lightning and everything just is sharper. And then we had the hail storm. So we hit some of nature's rough edges.
And everything became so white. It was incredible. And I think that it was in that moment when I could see the beauty of nature that I was able to connect and be at peace. And I say, I'm fine. Nothing is going to happen. I just have to wait for the storm to pass. And when I thought in those terms, I felt at peace, and I was able to kind of regain my serenity and have actually a pretty decent night.
And like you're saying, the thing is, and it goes to show a few things. Number one, I'd had experience in this, so I wasn't concerned, and you were. I knew there was nothing to be afraid of because I've been before. But how important are perceptions and expectations? How much, even for those of us who have tried to practice this for years, our expectations can set us up. I've heard that expectations are resentments waiting to happen. And that's quite often true. We go out and we expect a great weekend, we expect this, and some little glitch happens. And one of the things we try to do is that when that little thing happens, that disappointment that doesn't live up, we try not to let that set the tone for the weekend. We, again, have a bad 5 minutes instead of a bad day. So we go through that experience, that disappointment, that feeling, and try to move on and get back. And what helps us move on is this spiritual center, this calmness, this strength, this peace within us. When we come back and kind of get in contact with that and let that guide our thinking, then whatever that little disappointment is just doesn't seem as important.
And something that I realized during this weekend also, it's interesting how we have these ideas, we have these principles, but when we have the opportunity to test those ideas in life, they have another meaning, they have another depth. And something that really I learned this week, that when we have the serenity of mind, when we tap into this divine spark, into this inner power, things always work out for the good. Somehow, I would say God manages to put a sense of order and direction, and everything works out, even situations like that. So something that happened to me was, even though I didn't have the experience, a previous experience, I developed more faith, knowing that no matter how hard the situation is, I can connect with God, and God will see me through. God will give me the peace and the serenity to go through any situation, and at the end of the day, everything works out good because all good things come from God.
And the biggest thing, one of the most important tenets we have in spiritual engineering, and I think in a lot of different religions, faith practices, is that this power within, this divine spark that we have within, it not only it gives us strength, it gives us direction, but one of the biggest things it does is help us shift our thinking. And I've learned through the years that if I'm worrying, I'm not in touch with that divine spark. If I'm succumbing to anxiety and stress, I am not in touch with that divine spark and allowing it to do the function it's intended to do. So these emotions, these feelings I have are the barometers, or often barometers, of my spiritual condition. They tell me how well I'm connected, how well I'm exercising. You know, this idea of living this life, it's totally different than an idea of going to church on Sunday and then the rest of the week just going out in the world and doing what I want to do. This is a 24/7 relationship. And the way I participate in that relationship, my feelings and my emotions and my outlook and my attitude all reflect that, because when I have that connection, mm-hmm. I can maintain that peace of mind, that serenity, no matter what is happening around me. And if I don't have that serenity, if I don't have that peace of mind, it's a good sign that I need to get that connection and work on that connection. It's the foundation. It's the foundation of everything.
So God doesn't take breaks.
No, he doesn't. He works all the time, and he's always there. As soon as I make the call, I mean, it's there, and that response is there. And again, one of the biggest things it does for me is shift the way I think. If I start noticing something, getting upset over that rainstorm or getting upset over whatever, and I know that I can pray and get centered, and look, it helps me see that this is not that important. Like you said, this will pass. It's not a big deal.
This shall pass.
None of these things are big deals. But it left to my own mind, my own self-directed will, my mind will take a problem and multiply it, take a little irritation and make it worse. But when I can get that center, get that connection, and so that irritation may start, but instead of being there and getting worse, it just dissolves.
Honey, before I would like for you to share with us your experience with the stars. But in a nutshell, tell us, when our mind is preoccupied, when our mind is afraid, what can we do in that moment?
That's when we slow down and pray. And that's one of the things, you know, I teach engineering problem-solving techniques. I've taught them in different places around the world to young engineers. And I tell them, when you've got 10 problems hitting you at a time, we don't get one problem. We get 8 or 10 problems, and they hit us all at one time. The best thing you can do is pause, step back, and really evaluate and prioritize the problem. And that's the same thing when these emotions get going. When my natural tendency, is when I get upset with you, when I start thinking you've done something wrong.
You'll get upset with me?
Once in a while. It's just thinking, oh, look what she did. And I start, my thoughts follow that and develop and basically support that bad feeling. So what I have to do is pause and pray and ask God to help direct my thinking, to help me not to think and look at what's going on in that instant, to help me put it in a long-distance perspective, but to really help me with my thinking. And that's one of the key parts, is learning to pause. When I get upset, when I start down that road, when I first start down that road, I have a saying that's on, I send out these thoughts for today, and one of them I sent out is that a campfire is easier to extinguish than a blazing forest fire.
A campfire is easier to extinguish than a
blazing forest fire. Our emotions are much easier handled when they're small than we let them become large enough to consume us. Mm-hmm. So we learn to pause early before the emotions get going too far.
Before they get out of control, because when they get out of control, it just takes an incredible amount of resources, physical and mental resources, to trying to control anger or fear. So when we start feeling that little palpitation, little knot in the stomach, the voice is getting rapid, we start losing control of ourselves. That is the moment. And this is something that we do in our relationship. And we do it not too often, but we still do it. When we start feeling upset with each other or getting into each other's nerves, something that either one of us say, honey, we need to pray. And we do it. And sometimes, to be honest with you, honey, I don't want to pray. All that I want to say is, God, I am pissed off. God, I am upset with this man. Why he doesn't listen to me? But then I start praying, and God is not going to get upset because I'm saying
no.
I'm angry.
No.
I'm being honest. And what happens is after we pray, we really feel good.
Yeah, even, and that's the point. It's the action and results. It doesn't make any difference if we want to, if we believe it, it still works. And that's one of the biggest, you know, things that we learned, that if we take the action, to pause and pray, we get results. And so, and you were talking about the stars, and I just want to mention this. That's why I love going out in the mountains or in the desert, where, because when I look out at those stars at night, you know, I've always, oh, that's beautiful out there and everything, but now I'm starting to see them differently. I look at the countless stars hanging out there in the heavens, and I realize this God that I believe in, that we believe in, doesn't just hang those there for me. There are planets out there to look at. You know, it's not something for me to look at.
Make the sky pretty.
It's actually these are suns and moons and planets out there, and planets going around. And I stop and think that the source of all that, the first source, that energy, that matter, everything that came into being came out of this first source that we call God, that he was the origin of everything. And I look at all these stars and think of the billions and trillions and, you know, whatever, godzillions of beings out there that are just out there, that he is a source of life for those. And this awesome feeling starts to give me that little bit of a taste of how big, just a little bit, I understand how big God might be. And he's not only the source of every bit of energy and matter and the upholder of all the laws that keep this thing in motion and keep it like it is. He is the father, the parent, the giver of life. He's the parent of every individual. He has that individual connection, that divine spark within us. He gives us that piece of himself to live within us. And so, and I look at that and know that whatever I'm looking at, whatever night, it's just a snapshot in time. It's just this moment. But then I realize that everything that ever has been, over the billions of years that have passed, everything that ever has been came from this same source. And then into the future, everything throughout eternity, every planet, every star, every piece of dust, every spark of life, all has source in this original first source and center, the I Am. And I get a little bit of an understanding and awe and appreciation and reverence and worship for what the power and the almightiness of God, but also understand that he is my father. He is our parent of every person on this planet and every person out there in the universe. It's a tremendous experience.
Wow, you really went out there. Oh, I love that description. And that will happen when, that happens when we start talking about God. We connect with this powerful energy and we can feel the awe, we can feel the adoration. And we definitely tapping into something really bigger than ourselves.
And like you said, it's a relationship.
It's a relationship.
And the relationship takes time, communication, and effort. It doesn't just happen, this relationship between you and me. It doesn't just happen. It takes some effort. It takes some communication. And communication with this divine spark, setting up that communication, that channel, that access, means that we communicate, we talk, we think, and we listen.
And also a level of receptivity, just going there and find a place to connect. Your willingness to look at the stars, the sky, and recognize that it's a higher power and that everything is in harmony, everything is in control, all that beauty, all that is true, all that is good, it just comes from God.
Everything.
Oh, wow, what a powerful conversation. And those are some of the things that we do to renew our spirit, to connect with Source. We go into nature. And there's many ways to connect with Source. And I am so excited because in the next segment, we will have Reverend Janet Jackson. She's such a superstar. Janet Lang from Littleton, Unity of Littleton, and she will be sharing with us some of the principles of unity and also how we can connect with this Christ within, with this God within. And her message is always so inspiring, so powerful. I'm just so excited to have Janet Lang, Reverend Janet Lang from Littleton, Unity of Littleton.
And yes, and I want to, while we're waiting on Reverend Jen, I want to play a moment of Yaron Cohen's music. As I said, Yaron is from Israel, and he was on last week, and he recorded a album, Mistra Demeya, that was in Aramaic, the original language of Jesus, and a very old language. It's in Aramaic, and he did this as part of his healing music. And you can find Yaron's music on www.outstandingmusic.com, outstandingmusic.com. He's got two albums, Mistra Demeya and The Big Boom, which is a dance album. And it's very, very interesting music, but the thing is the Aramaic. I want you to listen to a couple of these cuts from his songs in Aramaic. It's really quite beautiful. I did it again. That first one was not the one I meant. I did it again.
Well, good morning again. We're back with the Spiritual Engineering, Tom and Patricia Strausser, the new science for happiness and extraordinary relationships. And we hope that we have on the line Reverend Janet Lang. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Patricia. How are you this morning?
Oh, we are so delighted and so happy to have you in our show. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. And I really thank you for inviting me to be a part of your show.
Oh, thank you for being here. We're talking this morning about how to connect with this divine spark, with Christ within. But before we get into that topic, Reverend Janet, would you care to share with us some of the principles and teachings of unity?
Sure, I would be happy to do that. Well, our teachings are based on five basic principles, and the first one is that we believe that God is absolute good and God is everywhere present. There is no place we can be that God is not, no situation that we can be in that God is not also there with us. And we believe that each of us have a spark of that divinity inside us, that our essence is of God, and that we are inherently good. Now, how we act may not always reflect that, but that does not change the fact that our essence is of God. And just as you were talking earlier about perception, we believe that everything originates in thought. And so what our experience becomes is very much connected to what we're thinking about the situation. It can entirely change our experiences. We change what we're thinking. I thought you were giving some wonderful examples earlier when you talked about being concerned when you were out in that camping site, and how when you can change that perception, it changes the whole experience. And we believe that prayer is creative thinking, that it brings us into that center that heightens our connection with God and opens us up to the wisdom, the healing, the prosperity, and everything that's good. It helps us to establish that conscious connection. And one of what I feel is one of the most important teachings and what really changed my life is knowing that just knowing and understanding about spirituality, about the laws of life, isn't enough. We have to actually live these truths that we learn. And for example, just to say that, oh, I know all about love, is not sufficient. We need to be love in the world. So that's basically what our five basic principles are. And our teachings offer practical spiritual teachings that empower abundant and meaningful living. We hope to help people discover and live their spiritual purpose and potential.
So what you're saying is actually becoming all those principles, becoming love, becoming service, becoming understanding, becoming aware of the presence of God. And how this belief relates to the principle that God lives inside each one of us?
I believe that, I know that for myself, knowing that God lives within me helps me in some of the toughest situations to know that I'm not alone and to know that no matter how unempowered I might feel in the moment, that there truly is this tremendous power inside of me. And so if I can call upon that and if I can bring that out into the situation through what I'm doing, it changes everything.
Good morning, Reverend Jan. This is Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you doing? It's just so good to have you on here.
Oh, well, thank you. I think you
two
are.
And I was listening, and I agree so much with that. One of the things that I've learned, and the hardest thing, one of the hardest challenges I have in life, is my mind does not like discipline. My mind just wants to run and think what it wants to think. And one of the things that if I can learn some discipline, and make myself have some spiritual discipline to practice this, and then when I really need it, it's there for me. It's like building spiritual muscle. Have you found that the more I practice this, the better I get at it, and the more I can make contact and rely on that Christ within?
I agree with that. And as you were talking, well, first of all, when you first talked about your mind running and playing, I had this image of this child just taking delight in everything, and I don't think we want to lose that, you know. Every once in a while we have to pull the child back. But you're absolutely right. The more we practice it, and the more we practice it when things are calm, the easier it is than when things are not so calm to call upon that. I think that it's so sad that many times when everything is going well, we think we can handle it alone. And so we don't focus as much on the presence of God within us sometimes when everything is going smoothly. And the truth is that we need God there all the time. And so in those calm moments, if we can be consciously aware of the presence of God, be consciously aware of showing up as these spiritual principles, then it makes it much easier when things are chaotic to do that.
Reverend Janet, will you please share with us some few spiritual practices that will help others connect with the God within?
One of the ones that I think is most helpful is, in any situation, before you react, take a moment to take a couple of deep breaths so you can center yourself, so you can connect to that presence within you and respond instead of reacting. And another principle, another practice that I do in my life each day is each morning when I get up, I think about what's ahead of me, what I anticipate is ahead of me that day, and how to ask myself, how do I want to show up in these situations? What kind of a presence do I want to be in these situations that I think lie before me that day? And so I set the intention each morning to do all that I can to show up as certain spiritual attributes of being. I pick five each day. For example, today I said that I'm willing to be open, present, receptive, focused, and compassionate. And
aww.
I will keep those at the forefront of my mind all day long so that, as I said, I'll do my very best to show up as these principles all during the day. And if I don't quite come up to the standard I would like to be, I don't use it as an opportunity to beat up on myself. I use it just as an opportunity to be that detached observer and say, well, you know, I would like to practice this some more so that I can do that a little bit better the next time, and then go forward from there.
That sounds to me like every day you set up a vision for yourself, something that you want to become and being aware of. Do you also find that praying in the morning and perhaps reading some daily meditation will help to maintain this conscious contact with this God within?
I find that very true for myself. I know that for some people that do not have that practice, they might have the mindset that, oh, I don't have time to do that. And the fact is that each time we can take that deep breath that I talked about earlier and just kind of center ourselves, it brings us back to that center. And so if that's all that somebody's able to do in the moment, that to me is a wonderful practice to do. I absolutely think that starting the day with some morning meditation, some morning focus on some wonderful spiritual writings is a great way to start the day. And if you do that, I think you'll find that the day goes a whole lot smoother and that you're much able to handle whatever comes up. If you don't do that, take the time to take a couple of breaths.
That's so good. You know, Reverend Janet, I have really learned when I start a day like that, my days just go better. And one of the things I've learned, and pausing for breath is just such a key part, but a few years ago, I was wanting to try to take time out and remind myself of this inner spiritual presence throughout the day. Patricia got me this watch that has 5 alarms on it, and I set the alarm for 5 times throughout the day. And each time the alarm goes off, I try to take 1 minute just to be centered and be calm and take that breath and remember that I have that God within. And just that 1 to 2 minutes throughout the day, and when I say I don't have time, I'm fooling myself, because when I can do that, my day, my work, everything just goes so much better, so much more efficiently. It saves me time. It doesn't cost me time, but just that 1 minute can shift my direction for the next hour or two.
That's absolutely right, and I congratulate Patricia for having the foresight to get you that Apple Watch. And think of the difference.
Thank you, Reverend Janet.
You're welcome. The difference that 5 minutes, 1 minute at a time, made in your day. And so that, to me, that's a starting point. And as you began to realize through your experience the difference just that 1 minute can make, then you become more open to the idea and to the consideration of the practice of the meditation time and taking the time for spiritual readings, because your life will be so enhanced if you can do that. But a good starting place is just taking 1 minute.
1 minute is all that it takes, Reverend Janet. We've been going for to Unity of Littleton for quite a bit, and we truly, truly love that church. Well, can you please tell us where you're located, what day are the services? For the people who are listening around the Denver area, they can find the church and they can go to the services. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I would be happy to do that. We're located at 7899 South Lincoln Court. South Lincoln Court is just one block, not even one block. It's just east of Broadway. It's the building that we're in is located on the northeast corner of Broadway and Mineral in Littleton. The back of the building faces Broadway, so it is right up against Broadway, but it has the different.
Yes? And I have found that going to this church, it has bring an incredible amount of not only information but a lot of practices that we can do in our daily life. And this congregation at this church is the most loving congregation. People who really care, people who really want to build that spiritual relationship and a sense of community. So I just love to go to this church and being able to listen to Reverend Janet. Her message is always very inspiring. She always managed to provide stories that correlate to the topic of the day. And when I leave that church, I just live with this sense of well-being, peace, that all my spiritual needs had been properly addressed. And I just can't wait to continue building a community with this beautiful church, Unity of Littleton. And we've been talking this morning with Reverend Janet Lang and sharing about the principles of unity. And we talk about the recognition of God being everywhere. If God is everywhere, obviously God lives inside each one of us. And how being conscious of this divine presence, not only in our moments of hesitation, it not only helps us during the moments when we're having turbulence in our lives, but also help us when we have to make great decisions in our lives. It helps us to set vision, as Reverend Janet indicated before. She shared with us that every morning she come out with 5 principles, 5 things that she wants to become during the day. She wants to be, for instance, she shared today, So she wants to be wise and she wants to be patient, all these beautiful things. Reverend Janet, are you there?
I am here.
Very good.
I don't know what happened.
I thought
maybe you had enough of me and you just
We would never have enough of you. And you were talking about the services and a Unity of Littleton?
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
I don't know at what point we got cut off, but our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and we're located at 7899 South Lincoln Court, which is on the northeast corner of Broadway and Mineral, and I forgot what I was going to say.
What made Unity of Littleton such a special church?
Oh, it's a warm, wonderful, welcoming church, and I invite everybody to come and experience our service.
That's great. And, you know, Reverend, I've said before that I've never, for many years, I'm not a churchgoer. I'm not a church person that attends church. But when I brought Patricia to your church, she couldn't find it. And I brought her out, and I've been coming back ever since. And it's because of the people and the message.
The message
that you have is a loving, caring, embracing message. And the people are some of the warmest, most loving people I've run into in my life.
I have to agree with you 100%. I couldn't ask for a better congregation than what we have at Unity of Littleton.
And something that is amazing and is truly guided, we know that you are truly guided by a spirit, is that you talk about the things that we need to listen. We talk about the things. Answers that we've been looking for. You provide those answers when we're going through difficulties. And sometimes I'm sitting there listening to you, and I'm like, how does she know that I needed this message?
Do you want to know the secret? Do you want to know the secret, Patricia?
What's the secret?
I think about what do I need in my life, and then I talk about that.
Oh, Reverend Janet, you have been such a source of spiritual strength, and not only for us, but all the community on Unity of Littleton. And we want to encourage everyone that is listening to visit this loving, caring, thriving center of spiritual growth and loving acceptance. And we have with us today Reverend Janet Lang, which is our spiritual minister. Any final thoughts before we let you go, Reverend?
Oh, I just want to say what a wonderful program that I feel that you have. I was listening to it before I called in, and I think that you are touching people in a profound way, and if they open up their hearts and listen to what you're saying from your hearts, their lives will never quite be the same. They'll be so much better. And so thank you for sharing of yourselves in this way.
Well, thank you so much, and we hope to see you Sunday.
Okay, thanks. I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
I'll mention one again and thank Reverend Janet for being with us. I want to mention Yaron Cohen, his music from Israel that he had recorded in Aramaic. I want to play another cut and hope I'll get this one right.
This is Aramaic, but this is called Flying, and I would like to connect with that feeling of freedom, that sense this is beautiful. I love this one.
That's flying.
Thank you.
Again, that's Yaron Cohen. His music is available on www.outstandingmusic.com. Yaron does music for healing, and he is centered near Tel Aviv, Israel. We had him last week, and would like to invite you to listen to some of his music. You can hear some cuts on it at theoutstandingmusic.com. You can hear different cuts. And also, again, I'd like to thank Reverend Janet for being with us. And to open our lines, our call-in line is 646-716-8158. And we had quite a few people on the chat line that were chatting today. And welcome them. And again, this is Spiritual Engineering, the new science for happiness and relationships. And it is science. It is a scientific process that helps us get in contact with our inner spiritual power, this divine spark within. And it's the process for doing that. I like also to mention that each week or each day I put out a thought for the day. And if you're interested, contact us at spiritual-engineering.com. That's Tom at spiritualengineering.com. We'd love to put you on the list. Or if you want to email Patricia, it's Patricia at spiritual-engineering.com. We have our book and some CDs available. Miss Patricia does a program in Spanish, Spiritual Engineering in Spanish, this afternoon at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. And she also has CDs and getting a number of booklets ready in Spanish.
That's right, dear. And as we celebrate, joyfully celebrate our 9-year anniversary, for which we are so grateful, I would like to mention about these devotional or spiritual practices and something that we found that really empower and helps any relationship, especially a relationship, a partnership relationship. It helps is to have the quiet moment in the morning. And that's something that we've been doing almost for 90% of the time that we've been together during the last 9 years. And we get up, we pray together, we read our daily meditations, and we talk about spiritual topics, spiritual issues. And we found that this has created an incredible spiritual bond, a friendship that it surpasses anything that I ever experienced before. So I will encourage anyone out there who is building a partnership to create this relationship, not only within each other, within the divine spark, within God within, but also with the partner. Like for me, we talk about God being the managing partner in our relationship. Right. And that has proven to be an incredible source of strength, wisdom, and power in our lives.
Right, one of the best things. And again, we focus on the practical tools, and that's, as an engineer, that's what I focus on. And at our kitchen table, we've actually got a chair labeled God. It's got a God sign on it. It says God on it.
And I sit on it.
And she sits on it. But it's a chair to remind us when we're having a discussion, when we're having any disagreement, when we're having to make decisions. That chair that chair that's labeled God is a physical reminder to invite and to be aware of the spiritual import, the spiritual part of whatever we're talking about, and to invite this divine partner in to help us make decisions and help us control the conversations. It's just common sense, practical tools like this that help us keep this relationship centered on the spiritual principles, and it changes every relationship. It changes everything. It just changes all aspects of it.
And knowing that we have to build this spiritual relationship, and we don't have to please the other partner. We have to be true to ourselves.
Right, and we're closing again. This is not time to close. Welcome.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.